This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Akhlaq in Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on IB English Radio. And I've given today a very broad title, Akhlaq in Ramadan. But that I don't mean that I'm going to give you a full Akhlaq lesson, or that indeed I would be able to do it within a few minutes. But look, there's something interesting. So, for example, if you look up, you do your own research, you'll find that Imam Ja'far al-Sadr, for example, more or less gave us a list of some of the things we should avoid in Ramadan. And I don't think I've got the complete list, but I wrote down some of the things that maybe I'd like to comment on. And a lot of this is very obvious, but you know, maybe we need to go through some examples. So obviously it starts with something very obvious: lying, looking at unlawful things. And of course, especially during the month of Ramadan, I will always say just be very careful with your social media usage, what is going on there. And also, for example, if you're keen on movies, going to the movies or just watching movies at home, maybe just think twice about what kind of movie it is that you're watching. And maybe you could even switch to movies, at least during the holy month of Ramadan, that can for sure will contain fewer unlawful images, depending on where you live and what movies you access and watch generally. Fighting one another, or for sure anything that is sort of derived from becoming angry at people, we really need to avoid. And then there's something else that maybe people don't think about so much: envy and backbiting. Now, even though you'd think, oh, but just because I'm backbiting, you know, I'm not angry, I'm not doing something that bad. Well, backbiting is actually a grievous sin, and it's something that is considered worse than adultery. And it's something that, for example, if we ask for repentance from Allah for backbiting, you probably remember that that's not something that Allah forgives unless we have also asked forgiveness from that person we're backbiting about. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio, and obviously I'm giving a very brief akhlaq lesson for the holy month of Ramadan based on a sort of list that Imam Ja'far al-Sadr had sort of drawn up, and his list was much fuller, so I've just taken, I think, a few of these things. So I'm just going to run through a few of the other things he's mentioned: giving a false oath, so making false promises. And obviously I'll just remind people there, obviously, quite apart, this is not the behavior we should be engaged in. Just imagine to yourself, we're making promises to someone else. You know, and if we don't fulfill our promises, just remember that person is probably going to be hurt or upset. And, you know, we just don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be hurting and upsetting fellow believers, breaking their heart in a sense even. Other things we need to be avoiding for sure: swearing at one another. Well, yes, we need to avoid all bad language. Now, just irritating, provoking one another, making insulting remarks. So we've got everything in here. Disputing, which is fighting, tormenting one another. And he talks about oppressing one another. So, you know, oppressing is oppressing. And I'm going to add something in there. Oppressing, when we talk about oppression, we're often thinking about oppressing other people, which for sure we shouldn't be doing. But just also remember, we should also not, in a sense, oppress ourselves, allow ourselves to be oppressed. So that would come under that as well: discrediting one another, just upsetting each other. And then, of course, being negligent of God's remembrance and prayer. So look, this is quite a comprehensive list. And so what does that mean? So maybe before the month of Ramadan starts, if you're listening to this, maybe just run through the list almost and think to yourself, okay, like as in, do we actually do these things? So, for example, if I'm doing particular things in this and I know I do them, then obviously just we should set the intention to specifically address the traits that we really suffer from the rest of the year. So inshallah, this is just going to, these are just reminders for you, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on I Being English Radio, and fare well for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.